Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What are they waiting for on CNN? This is the only time we're going to talk about politics today.
On a Friday? Why would you do that to me right out of the gate?
But they're on the tarmac in Anchorage. Putin's plane is on the left. Trump's plane is on the right. Are they supposed to walk out at the same time? The doors are open.
It's choreographed.
The stairs have been pushed up against the plane, and we're just waiting to see who gets off first.
Why would they want to walk out at the same time? Is walking out of your plane first some sort of show of power?
I think they're orchestrating it so that they both walk out at the same time and meet each other on the tarmac.
Don't care. Did either one of you watch the new Chiefs?
We're just talking about world peace.
Whatever.
Can we backtrack for half a second?
Yeah.
Why does it say watch your step on the stairs into Air Force One?
It does say watch your step.
Have you ever seen the presidents?
It does.
And I mean presidents, when they're walking up those steps, nobody has ever made it cleanly in their entire term.
Has anybody ever been confused that those are stairs?
Do you know what else? Today, I went to an estate sale and they had that plastic all over the carpeted stairs. And there were watch your step signs everywhere because who goes to estate sales?
Old people.
Not young people, number one. But number two, when you put cellophane downstairs, it takes away some of the width of the stairs. It really does. And I'm telling you, I grabbed onto that handrail like I was 105 years old today because I thought I don't want to go into the weekend with an injury.
It also makes it slick. So is it on carpet?
Yes, it was slick,
Sam. If
that
happens to tear, you're going down.
I feel like they need to use meatpacking paper. I was only in there about 15 minutes, but oh, I love myself
a good
estate sale.
I've never been to an estate sale.
Well, you don't need furniture the way I do right now.
Because I don't need anything.
Liquidated everything. So we just have a couple of pieces that we need. I saw a mirror online. It was a Brown Button estate sale. Everyone loves the Brown Button estate sales.
What does that mean?
It's just the company that does them, and they've got good ones. I mean, ooh, they've got good ones. And the house was a 100-year-old house, so everything in it is very, very antique, and you know I love old things.
And you have a nose for finding that stuff.
Oh, I just loved it. And I looked online last night, and there was a mirror there, and I thought, that mirror is supposed to be in Dana's life. And I walked in today, I looked at the mirror on the wall, and I go, I'm here for that mirror. Was out in, 15 minutes or so. But those stairs, not a fan of the cellophane on the stairs.
Okay.
My mature age.
I love estate sales.
I love them.
I love them.
Okay, wait. Trump has just exited the plane. Where's Putin?
Not exiting the plane.
All right, Trump is going down first.
It's an op 100.
He's watching his steps.
His steps are being watched.
Op 100.
He has been told by the steps to watch your step.
Here comes Putin.
And Putin. I have not seen Putin yet.
Oh, ABC's ahead of you.
So Trump is down. He's not on the ground. Oh, there's another watch your step. Okay.
It's written three times.
All right, Trump is on the ground. He's on the tarmac. Somebody's running feverishly behind him. Who is that man? All right, here comes Putin. He's been told, Lord, you may exit your plane now, sir. Are
their stairs really? Don't say watch your step or whatever it would say in
Putin
their alphabet.
Putin has a little bit of a spunk in his step. He seems eager.
Spring.
He seems eager to get down. And now he is on the tarmac.
I am embarrassed that we need watch your step three times on Air Force One
yes,
stairs.
Yes, it is.
That is not.
It is printed there thrice.
At very large lettering, by the way. Don't need your readers to see that.
By the way, did you see the T-shirt that the Russian foreign minister wore when he arrived in Anchorage last night? It said CCCP, which is Russian for USSR.
Great.
Okay, they're walking toward each other on a red carpet. They seem to recognize each other. It is 11 o'clock in the morning in Anchorage. Putin looks to his right.
I have to say I'm enjoying this dramatic word picture that you're painting.
Thank you.
I have to say that I would like a glass of wine and I'd like to exit this room for the remainder of the program.
We're not going to.
Trump seems to be weaving back and forth
on
the red carpet.
He went from the right of the carpet to the left of the carpet. Now he stops.
He turns.
He turns
90
to
degrees.
His right. That's 45 degrees. No, that's Snyder. You're right.
Wow.
Who's bad at geometry in this room?
Not I.
Are you good at it?
Well, I know what a 45-degree turn is.
No, you're right about that. I messed that one up. Trump is applauding. He clapped three. Oh, he's clapping again. And he's standing there on the red carpet. This must be a long walk. He's clapping again. Here comes Putin. He seems to be smiling. Trump extends his right hand. Putin and Trump are shaking hands. Trump hits him on the right arm with his left hand. They're talking to each other, probably not in English, and laughing. Now they're walking down the red carpet together.
Oh, people are laughing.
All right.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to do to absolutely wreck my day on a Friday?
Now, did they take planes there because they couldn't drive there?
I bought a mirror.
It is an island.
Yeah.
Well, my medication.
We'll talk about the medication in a minute. Clearly, Putin had to take a plane. Trump obviously would have to take a plane unless he was going to drive over the bridge.
Yeah. Big island.
So you got your medication this morning.
Oh, my God. You would think, honestly, I was trying to smuggle plutonium into these United States of America. Anyone that is on a Schedule I substance of any kind knows what I'm talking about. It is the biggest PIA.
Is ADD medication Schedule
yeah.
I? Is it Schedule I?
You have to go in every couple months and get a med check. You have to, I mean, the hoops that you have to jump through, even after so many years.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Oh, God, it drives me crazy. But it's done.
So what happened?
I got it. It's been a week without it, and I got it today.
Have you taken it yet today?
I did, about an hour ago.
Is that the truth?
Yeah. Well, I was in line when I texted you. I said, oh, my gosh, they told me to come. It's ready.
ADHD medication are super stimulants, so yes, they are scheduled.
Oh, my God.
They can be abused very easily.
And I'm not saying people don't abuse them, but I don't. And so why? Like, there needs to be what do you call it? Some sort of, if you're not methy and you don't think people are abusing it, you should just go to the front of the line and get it. I've had the same prescription 7 years, 8 years.
By the way, not methamphetamine, but a medication that starts with meth.
Yeah.
Is what Ritalin is.
Yeah. It's a stimulant.
Yeah.
So how do you feel?
Great.
Has it kicked in yet?
No.
I didn't think so.
You'll know it.
So it is a stimulant, right?
Yes.
It is okay. A stimulant.
Okay.
Most of the time, it's a slow acting.
Yeah, we'll see.
Unless you do what college kids do.
All right, speaking of airplanes, I don't know if we play this or not, because I always feel bad. Somebody's worst day, but he did put lives at risk. There is new body camera footage showing a Southwest pilot being pulled off the flight he was piloting by police moments before takeoff over fears he was, quote, blind drunk.
It is a very embarrassing video.
The 52-year-old was arrested for DUI at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport in Georgia, with footage of the incident emerging overnight. The guy was due to Captain Flight 3772 to Chicago, but was apprehended in the cockpit after TSA officers noticed police were there and said, hey, we think we might have a drunk pilot. It does not say what raised their suspicions, but
I watched the whole video yesterday. And
oh, Scott, they get him off the plane and he's in the little breezeway.
The skywalk.
He's literally standing right outside the airplane in the skywalk. And one of the officers says, when was the last time you had something to drink? And he goes,
last night.
Last night. And he goes, how long ago? And he goes, 10 hours.
At least.
Which is, I believe, the limit, right?
The bare minimum.
Yeah.
That is the absolute minimum.
And the
minimum.
Officer says, well, there is a smell of alcohol emanating from your breath.
Huh.
He said, how many beers did you have? Like three?
Yeah.
And then he had rogue nicotine pouches that were wintergreen flavored. Yes, I very closely watched the video. And he was like, well, no, officer, my breath smells like alcohol because of these nicotine pouches. And the officer smelled it and was like, that smells like wintergreen. Not alcohol.
So he did some field sobriety tests in the breezeway. He did field sobriety tests. He refused the blood test. They said, "Will you just draw some blood? We'll clear this up." He failed two of the three tests. So he, I assume, has been fired. He was put in handcuffs and they took him away.
He was doing the walk in the straight line and count your steps and was struggling to count his steps.
Yep. He has been fired, effectively ending his aviation career.
Without question.
Here's the other thing. And he clearly probably has a problem. You would not get loaded up before you went on an airplane because you're in that cockpit with another pilot. And those two pilots up front don't know each other, Scott. You're put in there with another pilot. Sure. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm the first officer. You're my, you know, whatever, second in command guy. The other pilot would have noticed it in the cockpit.
Probably. Well, why not just call in sick?
The FAA has revoked his pilot's license and criminal charges are pending.
Well, and they should be.
Absolutely. There's probably 300 people on that airplane. What is the criminal charge if you are caught drunk trying? He did not fly the airplane.
Thank God.
He attempted to get on the airplane to fly. And so what is that charge in aviation? I don't know.
I have no idea. Attempting to fly drunk?
Because if you got in your car and you didn't start the car and someone came up to you and said, "You've been drinking?" And you're like, "No, I had a couple beers." That wouldn't be a drunk driving charge.
Yes, it would.
If the keys are anywhere near the ignition or in your hand, that is a DUI.
If you are even able to reach the keys, if the keys, like, say you're sleeping one off and you put the keys in the back
seat,
still a DUI because you can reach it.
Where are you supposed to put the keys? The trunk?
If he is prosecuted, he will face federal charges. Yeah. He's been a pilot 20 years, by the way.
You know, and that's too bad. As somebody who has been very open about having a drinking problem, you know, there's a part of me that almost feels sorry for him. And then there's obviously a part of me that says, throw the book at him because of how many lives he was going to put at risk or was willing to put at risk. But he obviously has a problem, problem that I share. I know how hard it is to, when you have a drinking problem, how hard it is to control it.
It's a fooey. It's a Dewey and it's a Fooey.
Flying under the influence.
It is flying under the influence. The actual term is FUI or FWI. Flying while intoxicated or flying under the influence. It is federal and state law.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, story here from Fox 4. Months after going on leave while he attended to, quote, personal issues, Independence Police Chief Adam Dussman is leaving his post as of today. Quoting here from the city manager, "Chief Dussman's leadership has brought important advancements to the department, and we are grateful for his service to the city of Independence." Deputy Chief Jason Peterson is the interim chief as the city works to find a replacement. Fox 4 sat down with Dussman in early June, Chief Dussman, when he sought to address rumors about his leave and a controversy regarding an alleged incident at National Police Week where he was representing the department. He denied claims that during the trip to Washington, D.C., he became so intoxicated that he had to be carried to his hotel, was kicked out of a bar, and even got into a fight. Chief Dussman said the only thing that happened was that he had been out after hours with fellow officers. Okay.
They lost the Independence Police Department has had a horrifying couple of years.
Well, you had the guy who was billing the overtime, who was the highest paid person on the city payroll, and he was doing odd jobs at the police station drywalling or
painting the brick,
electrical work,
carpet, yeah,
and was billing the city for that, ended up being the highest paid city employee. I believe he was a lieutenant or a sergeant in the police department. I can't remember.
I was talking about the loss of Cody Allen during the process serving.
Well, there was that.
Where he was shot and killed, where they were trying to serve that idiot papers that also killed the process server, didn't he? If memory serves.
And Mac look, was his last name.
There's no, you look at that top chief job in any department and all of the stress and baggage that comes with, it's surprising more of them don't need to take leave. And I think the incident, whatever it was that happened in D.C., the incident in question was during the fallen officers' like Memorial Week.
It was National Police Week.
Police Week.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened. It's a very public job. It's a very important job. It's a taxpayer-funded job. So if you live in Independence, I think you have questions and you probably deserve answers. But I don't know what happened. I can't throw stones there. I mean, they are coming off a really, really difficult time. And I'm not saying if there was an appropriate behavior that excuses it, but could you and I do that job? Nope.
Oh, God, no. God, no. But who, let me ask this question. Who doesn't go to a professional convention? And maybe, I'm not saying that everybody does, but here's what I will say. And I'm not going to name any names. Some of the people that I'm thinking of in my mind have passed.
Yep.
And I'm not going to throw them under the bus. But in my previous career as the news director at this radio station, it was very frequent that I would go to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters convention every year, and I would go to the Missouri Broadcasters Association convention every year. At these conventions would be some of the best-known TV and radio personalities in this city.
Oh, yeah. And liquor's flowing.
And they were wasted. I would get a little buzz back in the day, but I would never get wasted for fear that I would look like them. But some of the best known people, I could name them right now, but I will not, would be at these conventions ripped out of their gourds.
We also had the officer who shot and killed the mother and the baby she was holding.
You're right.
You know, and so if it's time for new leadership over there, you know.
He only became the police chief in August of 2022. So 3 years.
Yeah.
I think that was after the fallout from the initial overtime scandal, because that was in February of 2022 when the whistleblower came out and said that there was an Independence police officer that had 2,800 hours of overtime in a single year.
You're right. Next line is, he began his tenure as the department dealt with the fallout from an overtime scandal where a special counsel ultimately could not determine whether officers actually worked hours that they clocked because it was done on the honor system.
I don't know that you should ever have clock in and clock out on the honor system. And I don't mean police departments, city hall, fire departments, corporations. Probably not a good idea to have that on the honor system.
Yeah. The story also says, or at least the story from Channel 9, says that he has taken another position with the city.
Okay.
So why would he get another job with the city?
Because maybe he still wants to serve, but not with that level of, I don't say baggage, but baggage that job would come with.
I don't know. That's very confusing.
I mean, that would be like if I went and allegedly embarrassed the department or this radio station, where they would say, it's time to go, but, oh, you can work in the sales department. Well,
does that not say if the city's extending him another offer in another department that
they couldn't prove it?
That they couldn't prove this. Yeah. Yep.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Don't forget to this afternoon at 5 o'clock. We will do Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The last thing we'll say about independence and the weight that that job brings to all of our police officers. They are investigating in that town a crash that killed a teenager riding a motorbike. Officers said they tried to stop the rider. I'm sure they didn't realize this was a teenager at the time, but they tried to stop the rider for multiple traffic violations prior to the crash. The rider turned from eastbound US 24 highway onto Sterling Avenue at 9 p.m. going the wrong direction. Police say the rider hit the curb at the intersection, lost control, was thrown from the bike, did not survive, died at a hospital, and police say they will not release his identity because of his age. We know it's a boy. Was he 13? Was he 16? And we were talking about this off the air, Sam. I know that Prairie Village just came out and said, we do not want these on our sidewalks and those in our parking lots.
Those are electric bikes. You said dirt
bikes. This is a motorbike. What does that mean? You're not going to be old enough to drive a motorcycle or a Vespa.
No. If it's under 50 cc's, I don't think you have to have a license to drive it.
But can you be 13 or 14 and drive it, Sam? This is why cities are struggling with what to do about this.
I rode around a 50cc dirt bike on the plaza when I was growing up, and I was not of age. And I saw many police officers who did not stop me.
Did you drive it on public streets?
Do you mind not riding that on the plaza? Yeah, of course.
What?
I'm not a fan of those things, but kids have them.
I told you, I used to see them every single day driving up and down Nall on dirt bikes. Two kids.
And if they're under 50 cc, you don't have to have a license.
I do believe that is correct. I could be wrong.
There's no way you could drive on 291 highway and then onto Sterling Avenue the wrong way or otherwise.
I think that might have been the traffic violation.
You're 14 or 15 or 16, there's no way that's legal. No,
I don't think that you can drive, for example, a moped on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
You cannot drive. Specifically with electric scooters and electric bikes, you cannot drive them on roads with speed limits over 35 miles an hour in most cities.
Right.
Where that falls for small engine dirt bikes, I would assume it would be similar, but I don't know.
Would you have to have a license plate on a dirt bike?
It depends. Again, 49 cc's, you're good. 50 cc's and up.
So 49 cc's, you don't have to, like if you have a moped, which is under 50 cc's, most of them, you don't have to have a license plate?
As far as I understand it, that is correct.
Huh. A township in New Jersey, Gloucester, has passed a new law after teens disrupted a community festival. Parents in one New Jersey township could face fines or jail time if their children cause a public disturbance, according to a new ordinance that went into effect last month.
Uh-huh.
The township council adopted the measure on July 28th, following a series of incidents that included a major disruption at last year's festival. Quoting here from the police chief, David Harkins, who spoke with ABC News, "We've gotten overwhelming support from our community. People recognize the need for parental responsibility." Blah, blah, blah. The ordinance came after the township's annual community day in June of 2024, in which Chief Hawkins said, quote, "was ruined by unruly juveniles who were being dropped off from out of the area by rideshares."
By rideshares. Their parents are sticking them in an Uber?
"Officers were being spit on, cursed at, assaulted," according to Chief Hawkins. "I've never experienced anything like it in 30 years as a police officer. The disrespect, the violent behavior that ruined a family event." The ordinance specifies that parents of a minor who's found guilty of a first offense may be ordered to provide supervision of the minor. A second offense could result in the parent or legal guardian facing a fine of up to $2,000 and a jail sentence of up to 90 days or both. When asked about concerns from critics who say jailing parents under the new ordinance could potentially separate them from their own children, Harkins emphasized that punishment is not the primary goal. We're not looking to put anybody in jail. This is about warning parents and due process. Thoughts? And let me remind you that about a handful of years ago, by that I mean 4 or 5 years ago, when parents were dropping their kids off to be babysat on the plaza, and you'll remember, it's more than 5 years now that I think about it, Mayor Sly James went down to the plaza to figure out what was going on, and he sat with a 10-year-old girl who had been dropped off at the corner on the plaza by her mother. And it was, I believe, 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
I believe it was the end of summer last year.
What do you do when the parent says the kid sneaked out? I had no idea he was out, nor would he ever have my permission to be out.
Great question. Sam?
Wasn't it the end of summer last year at the Independence Center Mall where we had a brawl that featured about 300 people? And there weren't a whole lot of parents around, and it was mainly 12, 13-year-olds in that brawl. It still happens.
Who on this show never snuck out of their parents' house?
I did it once, and I got caught once, and I don't want to talk about it.
Sam?
I didn't.
You never snuck out of your parents' house?
I didn't really have to sneak out. I would just say, hey, Mom, I'm going to my buddy's house.
Okay.
She was very trusting. I was a good kid, except for all the things I did that were bad.
I don't have a problem with holding parents responsible if they participate in their kid being out on the street.
Okay, is the participation, I put them in an Uber and off you go and do what you will?
Yes. It's also, I dropped my 10-year-old daughter off on the plaza at 11 o'clock at night because I had things to do and I wanted to go party somewhere else. And I was going to let the city babysit her. That, I would argue, is complicity.
I mean, I was one of those kids getting dropped off at the mall at probably too young of an age, but we knew to stay out of trouble because, well, quite frankly, we feared what our parents would do if we got in trouble.
But were you dropped off at the mall because you wanted to be there and hang out with your friends?
No, wanted to roam around.
Or your mom or dad wanted the city to babysit you.
I mean, we wanted to be there, but I would assume that 10-year-old girl that was on the plaza wanted to be there too with her friends. I don't think it was just, all right.
I think we need to narrow the set of circumstances under which a parent can be charged for the child's behavior.
Okay.
Unsecured gun. 100% go to prison. Bye-bye.
I would agree with you on that.
Mischievous teenager behavior. I have a hard time understanding how it would be legal to criminally charge mom and dad for that. Now, civilly, if you go into a nice store and your teenager knocks over a bunch of stuff and breaks it, they can say you break it, you buy it.
What about truancy?
Oh,
yes. The
truancy laws can and do hold parents accountable
for
that.
But is that fair?
How do you not know your kid's not going to school? Come on.
You send them off, they walk to school, and they just walk right past it.
There were certainly a number of times that I didn't go to a certain number of classes.
Right.
And my mother has no idea.
The issue to me is when you say truancy, is it 2 or 3 days that the kid is gone and you go off to lunch and you don't come back after the lunch break? Or is it 25 days?
I guess what we're getting at is, do you have the right to be a bad parent?
Sadly, yes, we see it time and time again.
But if you do have the right to be a bad parent, then how do you criminally charge somebody for being a bad parent?
I'll tell you, I was at the grocery store the other day and saw a couple probably in their late 20s, early 30s, and they had a toddler and a baby, and they were both just screaming at those kids.
Screaming at
them?
Oh,
yeah. And it broke my heart because I thought those—
In public?
Oh, yeah.
Not that it's okay to do it in
private.
Get
your blank over here. I'm going to beat your,
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But, Scott, that, it
this
breaks
was in a
my
store?
It breaks my heart. That is America. And I thought, how do you think they treat those kids when they're home?
Worse.
Because this was, I was just pushing my cart, minding my own business. And you
did
could
you
see
want to say something?
Oh, God, you want to say something.
But
and
you
I,
did, but you did.
No, I remember thinking, is my comment to them going to make them parent effectively and appropriately? No, that ship has sailed. That's probably
it'll make it worse.
It's probably how they were parented.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those poor kids don't stand a chance.
And guess what? They're going to turn out the exact same way.
Correct.
Because they think that is normal behavior.
Is it my business or my invitation to fix that? It broke my heart. I kept on going.
And in the moment, it makes you the target. I see it all the time. And I made the mistake a couple of times of saying something. And they started yelling at me. And I'm like, all right, well, now this is a problem.
Yeah.
And it was a problem
before. It's not going to change it.
Now it's really a problem.
They're not going to have this solemn moment where they think, you know, she's right.
I'm so sorry.
I am a bad parent.
I had to take parenting classes.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Should parents be civilly or even, dare I say, criminally liable for their children's behavior? 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We're talking about the story out of New Jersey where a township, Gloucester Township, has decided that parents could now face fines, even jail time, for the misbehavior of their teenage kids. You could go to jail for 90 days, $2,000 fine on a second offense. And we've had this conversation in our city before. When kids were being dropped off on the plaza in the summer, parents deciding that it's better to let the city babysit their kid on a Saturday night than take care of the kids themselves. But where do you draw the line? And what do you do with a kid who sneaks out in the middle of the night? You didn't participate. You didn't help. You didn't facilitate. But your kid sneaks out through the back door in the middle of the night, and they get into trouble.
And you know what a kid needs when they're acting out?
A spanking.
One less parent at home.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and send one of them to jail because he was acting out and see if they start acting better.
To Sam's point, does this rule in some ways target the poor? And then you have someone who's working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. Now that person goes to jail, can't afford the attorney, can't afford to fight it, now can't go to work because they are in jail, then loses their job.
Let's go to the phones, 913-586-7798. Amy in Kansas City. Amy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So I think that it's at least worth a try to do that. It sounds like the first time they get like a warning, and then maybe the parent can make some adjustments, you know, and then if they're still choosing to not parent their child effectively, there are consequences. But I did have to share when you were talking about truancy. My son, when he was in high school, left, drove to high school. They called me a few hours later, said he hadn't shown up. And I said, well, he left. And I said, asked him if the resource officer would go parking lot. And they called me back, and he had fallen asleep in his car in the parking lot.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, he was so there.
He was there. So needless to say, the rest of that week, I got up early, followed him as he drove to school, and literally followed him as he walked into the building, because that was the consequence for him not making it into the building.
When
needless to say, he didn't do that anymore.
Because parents of teenagers all know this. The teens love it when you physically walk them up to the door at school.
In front of their friends.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, I was thinking about this. I got into a little bit of trouble the summer after my senior year in high school, and I'm not proud of it. In fact, I'm embarrassed and ashamed. But I engaged in a significant amount of vandalism when I was 17 years old. I had the best parents.
Yeah.
They did nothing wrong. They didn't know that their son had, well, they knew I was having a sleepover at a friend's house whose backyard happened to be the golf course, but they didn't know that I had gotten rip-roaring drunk that night, and a couple of us decided, hey, let's go tear up the golf course. Can you imagine my father?
Oh, God.
Who turned me into the police,
by the way. There's nothing the law could have done to you that would have been scarier than your dad.
There was nothing worse than my dad saying, get in the truck.
Get in the truck.
And my heart sank into my stomach.
Oh, you still remember that feeling?
Oh, my God.
Your fingers are tingling.
He had come home. He was still in his army fatigues.
Yep.
And I was sitting at the kitchen table, and he said, word on the street is that you were involved. Look me in the face and tell me the truth. And I said, Dad, I was one of them. And he looked me right in the eye, and he goes,
get in the truck. Oh, that stresses me out. It's been 40 years.
We walked into the Lansing Police Department. There was, I'll never forget it. We walked in the back door at the Lansing Police Department, and it was a small little building on Main Street. And my dad was still in his Army fatigues. We walk in. There is a sergeant sitting at the desk. And there I am. And my dad turns to the sergeant, and he goes, Sergeant?
Yeah.
And he looks up, and he goes, Colonel? And my dad puts his arm around my shoulder, and he said, this is one of the boys you're looking for. And I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. But that is parenting. He knew I had done wrong.
Yep.
And I was going to face the consequences for what I did. And I did. I did face the consequences.
Great point from the text line. There are a lot of kids out there who hate their parents for one reason or another. Want to send them to jail?
Yep.
Go act up. Your dad makes you mad? All right, I'm going to go cause some problems down at the local square.
Are you not so glad you don't have teenagers anymore?
Oh, my God. between the six kids that you and I, well, you have four, I have two. I was going to say that you and I have together, but we don't. How many bullets did we dodge?
Oh, I think
metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, any parent listening would say, you know, there before the grace of God go I.
Mm-hmm. So lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know of any drugs. There was a little bit of alcohol with both of them, I think. But nothing out of, you know, no drunk driving
crazy.
Or, you know, anything like that. And somehow I was able to parent through it. But, you know, I mean, I hear the horror stories of some of my friends and what they have to deal with.
Who are great parents.
Who are great parents. Great parents.
And you're like, my gosh, how did that happen?
How did I get so lucky?
Yeah.
And, you know, for whatever reason, you did not. And I was, you know, I was a good kid. I just made a handful of mistakes, really big mistakes. But my parents had nothing to do with that.
Now, in lieu of jail time, could they do like court-appointed family counseling?
And how's that? I mean, but if I've done nothing wrong as a parent, can you imagine my father having to go to parent counseling? What an insult. He did nothing wrong.
I'm just saying that putting one of the parents in jail is not going
to
be
better. No, I agree with you on that, Sam.
When we get back, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. Someone donates hundreds of millions of dollars to one of our esteemed universities, and people are complaining about it. What?
Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It is brought to you by Q39 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.